MRP-based scheduling in PAC, material requirements planning, MRP, is the most detailed level of planning. MRP-based scheduling therefore moves into the realm of plan execution. Exhibit 4-86, the manufacturing planning and control diagram, shows where MRP-based scheduling fits. It is shown as scheduling within the production activity control, PAC, area. Note how a feedback loop is used during execution to control capacity at the work center level. Exhibit 4-86, MRP-based scheduling is part of PAC. MRP-based scheduling is a transaction-intensive method that schedules work center operations and sequences using work orders. Note that MRP-based scheduling is not the only method of scheduling. Additional scheduling methods include theory of constraints, TFC scheduling, and lean scheduling. MRP-based schedules are based on a forecast in make-to-stock environments or are developed after orders are received in make-to-order environments. In contrast, in lean-based scheduling, when customers pull items from a supplier's finished goods inventory, the supplier begins production of replacement items. This encourages a high degree of supply chain cooperation between the supplier and the customer and works best with relatively stable and continuous demand patterns. T2C scheduling can be used to help an operation produce outputs at the rate of demand or at the operation's maximum throughput rate if this is less than the demand rate, so it is best used when capacity faces constraints related to system complexity.